audio boo. Baby, say hi.
Hi. You asked me to say hi, so I said hi.
Yes, he did. I just want to tell you all about our horrific weekend. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. It basically started off on Friday night.
It started quite nicely.
Yeah, we were in bed and whatnot. And all of a sudden, heard this weird... You know when you just hear something that is crazy and weird? And I flew up and I ran around the bed and I found Rigby and he was basically having an epileptic fit. And I've never seen this before, so I thought he was choking. And I stuck my... Because his mouth was opening and stuff. So I stuck my hand in his mouth, which I probably shouldn't have done because, you know... And then he almost snapped my fingers, but obviously he couldn't help it because there was like a chemical imbalance in his brain. And then he had the seizure. And all his legs went in all different directions and his back bent backwards and his... You know, everything was like all different. And it is so horrible to watch. It really is.
The worst was when he was banging his head.
Yes, and the worst was he was knocking his head against the bed. And it was going thump, thump, thump. And you couldn't do anything because you can't move the animal. And sorry if I'm shivering, but I'm really cold.
Yeah, it's a little cold.
And you can't move the animal because, you know, he's fitting. He's actually like...
crazy.
And you can't move the bed either.
I was on it.
And then he missed... once he finished fitting, he was very agitated. And he missed on the carpet... And then I found out he was eating stones, stupid dog. But we think it was just the chemical problems in his brains that made him eat it. No, well, that's what my vet said.
So he's now got literally some scrambled brain.
Yeah, so we got him to the vet on Saturday morning. We tried to call people on Friday night, but it just wasn't possible. We couldn't get hold of anybody. And we literally had 2 hours of sleep. And then on Saturday morning at 4:15, he had another fit. 5:30, another one. 7:15, another one. And after that last one, he kept on howling and whining. And
not good.
We got him to the vet, and she said, no. She thinks she took blood, and she took a stool sample and things like that. And we sent that to be tested. And then she said, would we like to wait for the stool sample, you know, so that... She could maybe treat him for hookworm if it is that. And we said, yes, we will. And he had 2 bowls of food because he was extremely hungry. I didn't feed him. And what I didn't know was, what she told me was that you have to give them something to eat after the seizure as well as the pills that she gave me for him. And also, you have to give them glucose. So either sugar water or honey or
anything
whatever.
Sweet,
yeah, anything sweet because their sugar levels drop. Because they use so much energy for the seizure, everything drops. So they're extremely thirsty as well. And I didn't know that. So this dog was like, and he ate the 2 bowls of food and everything. And we were still waiting at the vet. And people with Goldens just left. And it was only us and our staff. And he had another one there at the vet. So then she said to me, no, it's definitely a grand mal seizure. And she quickly gave him glucose water and... 2 more. I can never remember what these pills are called. They, something Barbitone.
Well, it sounds like Epilim for humans.
Yeah, it sounds like Epilim for humans, but basically it...
It does the same thing, anyway.
Yeah, it fixes the chemical imbalance in his brain. So he's been very sleepy yesterday, all day, to get used to the pills.
He's not much better today.
Yeah, today he's a bit better. He was more full of beans, but he's extremely hungry. I have to lock up everything, because... He literally gets on the counters and he doesn't seem to comprehend that he's not allowed. You can chase him off. And then literally a minute later, he's back up there again. So I figured that he needs a snack at about 10 in the morning. But we'll research more about these things and see what's the best. And the vet said I should add a few greens to his diet to give him iron and to help him with absorption stuff. And they're also going to test his liver function and see if he is diabetic. So, you know, depending on that and depending how he copes with the meds, if they work, we'll see if he can still work as a guide dog.
He should.
He should. But he hasn't had a fit since yesterday morning at 5 to 10. So we're very optimistic. He did bite Farrell last night, which anybody...
Not really, he just wallowed.
Yeah, he growled and snapped. But anybody who knows Rigby knows that this is the most docile dog
in the world.
The problem is with the pills, it makes them sleepy. And he worried the guide dog trainer so much yesterday that he actually woke up the dog to see that he was still alive. So we had a terrible weekend. Luckily, I had some sleep last night. Brunt said to me that he actually stayed awake to listen out for him for Riggs until about 4:30. And the thing is, you have to give these pills at exactly the same times. So in the morning and in the evening. So I decided, okay, feeding time in the morning will now have to be at 6. And then in the evening, I can do 7.
Just keep it at the same time.
Yeah, we'll keep it at the same time. So if anybody has any more tips for me, because I've never had an epileptic dog, but I never want to see a seizure like that ever again. It's
not fun.
One of the most terrible things, and the fact that you can't help your animal, it's terrible. And you know, he's so tired. And yesterday he was so disoriented, he ran into a cupboard. He literally just walked into a cupboard. Wow. Bah. So the vet also warned me, you know, for that, and she said the howling and the barking, because this dog was like a wolf. He was howling. And we asked her, you know, is it maybe because he ate stones? And she said, no, he's very disoriented after the fit, and he's very hyper. And that he doesn't know what to do with that. So that's why you also have to quickly give him one of these pills after the fit so that it can help him to get back to normal. So, yes, please, if anyone has any more, any reading material, anything I can, you know,
get into,
I would love to learn more about this to help my boy. But he's been fine today. He's been playing with the other dogs, and he's been eating like a mammoth. So, just thought I'd let you guys know about my very terrible weekend, and which seemed to have calmed down some.